Well, I don't often get to recognize my coworkers on the air, but Maria Lashley was kind enough to introduce me to the fine folks here at Masters Manna, which is a nonprofit 501c3 here in Wallingford that was established in 2006 to serve homeless, near homeless, low to moderate income families and residents who face food insecurity in the greater Wallingford and Meriden area. They were kind enough to invite me over, and as I pulled up, I saw the truck from my partners over there at FoodShare making the big delivery here this morning. So they have a great crew, folks stocking and unloading all of the food that they're going to be distributing in the coming days. I'm pleased to be here with the Executive Director, Nancy Stockman, Board Secretary, Linda Craig, and Board Treasurer, Bill Purcell. And Bill was volunteered to be the one to give me a little bit more flavor on the background of this organization, because he's been here the longest, Bill, after the place was opened up in 2006. When did you come along?
I came along in 2016, and I've been here since, had various jobs, but it's all been rewarding.
So you worked in banking or finance. What endeared you to Masters Manna?
Well, the whole mission, the idea of feeding the underserved and the needy, it's a pretty compelling thing to do, and I just felt like if we could put some effort into it, it would be a great thing.
Had you ever volunteered at a nonprofit to this extent before?
No, not at all, not at all. What I was looking to do when I retired is make sure I filled up my day with something that was somewhat meaningful rather than watching reruns of you know, TV shows.
Right.
So I kind of stumbled into this place, and it grew on me. It's you know, from moving food to picking up food to running the finances and then board executive chair for a while. So if you spend more than 2 or 3 days here, then you're hooked.
Well, as the money guy, you were an integral player as the organization grew and went through a couple of moves, weren't you?
That's correct. Well, I don't know, integral. I was a guy who was counting the beans, I guess. But we were lucky enough that when we moved to a more sizable facility that sized properly with us, the money from the area has just been really generous. People have been very generous in giving us money. So we've been very lucky to be able to survive and thrive. We have, well, what the experts talk about, the numbers increase, but unfortunately, numbers are increasing. Fortunately, we have the funds to provide.
Well, that's fantastic. Great. Well, we're going to come back and talk to you near the end, but we try to impress upon listeners who are good-hearted and will go right out there in the neighborhood to their scout troop, to their ball team, to their circle of friends, and put a box out and take donations. But as we saw the FoodShare delivery, it reminded me that you also have the power of the purse to make the cash donations maybe go a little bit farther than the hard donations. Is that the case here?
Yeah, absolutely. The food donations are, of course, important, and we'd love to have the scout troops, the ball teams, everybody that helps out on a more organic or lower level, ground troops level. But you do need funds to run the place. We have a 7,500 square foot facility, light, heat, electricity, rent. That's over $100,000 a year. So I'm sure these guys will bring it down to numbers.
Sure.
If we can get people to just not give up your latte a day, but if you can add a second latte and put it towards Masters Manna, or a place that is a nonprofit like Masters Manna, you know, $75, $100 a month really goes a long way. And you multiply that by the number of people that can give, and then you get some real momentum.
Yeah, well, we know folks in Meriden and Wallingford are proud of their nonprofits. There's a sense of not just pride, but ownership. So I'm sure that's what keeps you guys going to the extent that you are so well. In this area, having that kind of narrow scope of distribution geographically.
Yeah, that's a great point. We break our funding into corporate grants and then local donors. And the local donors make up 40% of our income. So, and that's the, you know, the person, the regular person, whether he or she gives $5 a month or 500, it's a multiplicative thing. It's easy to get. You lose a corporation, let's say they move out of the area, Bristol-Myers, you may lose a decent couple $1,000 donation. But if you lose one or two individuals out of an area, it doesn't hurt as much because you got 80, 100,000 people in this area.
New ones are always coming.
Pardon me?
New residents are always moving into those houses.
Absolutely.
Pretty quick.
Absolutely. So you may, you know, it's better if you can spread it out among the general. Yeah, if you can spread it out among a lot of people.
Good. Well, Bill, we'll have you do a switch there with Nancy while we meet Linda. Linda's the board secretary here at Masters Mana. So, Linda, what brought you to the organization?
Well, I've been working with the center for about a year and a half. Recently retired, and similar to Bill, I was looking for something to do instead of watching the TV reruns, to do something that was meaningful in life and to give back. Mm-hmm. And I just started volunteering on a regular basis coming in while I was still working. I had owned my own company and then eventually got asked to be on the board as well, too. And as you say, if you're here for just a few hours, and I've volunteered in numerous capacities, I was really able to see the need that exists. And I was, to be honest with you, was sort of blown away by it. The need has really increased significantly. And there's people that are searching and looking for food all the time. And, you know, when you look at it at the impact that it has on the economy of us, you know, if you can't eat, your health suffers. If your health suffers, you're in the clinics. If you're in the clinics, you're in the hospital. And you can see that downward spiral. And as a result, it impacts the state and the economy and everything. So we really got to reverse that downward trend. And that's what we're trying to do, is to help those in need so they can hopefully get back onto life's path and become productive citizens again. And then we'll feel we have done our job.
You know, Linda, you make such an important point when people think about an organization like Masters Mana and how you help supplement and in many cases probably keep people that might otherwise cross the line over into needing public assistance out of that line, off that line. And, you know, when people say, well, what's an organization like that do for me? If you're a Connecticut taxpayer, the money for those taxpayers that you're saving by diverting individuals who can self-sustain to continue to be that way instead of going into a state hospital because they've got a hunger-related issue or in some other way tapping local or state services, that is a benefit to the taxpayer. It may not lower their taxes, but it'll certainly mitigate them going higher.
Absolutely. You have, any time that people need assistance, it has an impact to the state and to the taxpayers and everything. But I think just to be able to help people makes all the difference in the world, you know. And we help, I know that we help with food insecurities, but we do a number of things here in order to help the individuals. Can I tell you about them?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's not just a a food pantry.
Correct.
I mean, we're sitting,
in a
functional
right
restaurant here in Masters Mana, which is fantastic.
Yes, so we do a number of things. The first thing that we do is a food pantry. We have a lot of food coming in, but the people get to shop and pick what they want. So if, either due to dietary needs or to ethnic choices or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that gives them a sense of pride. It gives them a sense of responsibility in choosing the food. We are really serving about 500 shoppers, so to speak, a week. That's a lot. We're doing about 9 people coming in every 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so that adds up. That's 500 people a week, an awful lot of people to be serving food to. The other thing what we do is we were very blessed when we moved into this place. It used to be an old nightclub, and so it has a commercial kitchen. And we are able to serve meals. and they're free of charge. And we are serving breakfast and lunch on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're serving dinner on Wednesday. These are full dinners. They're great. I love coming in. Anybody who wants to come can partake of a meal. Mm-hmm. So we have a full, so that's the second thing that we do. The third thing is on Fridays, we deliver food to the homebound individuals in the area. We have about 40 clients that cannot come here. So we have our truck and we will deliver the food to them. And then lastly, what we do as a sort of a side shoot, we have a person who has graciously donated a 5,000 square foot warehouse about a half mile down the road, and that is our clothing distribution. And they are also angels that work there, separating the clothes, putting them for male versus female, putting them by sizes, and we open it up twice a month to people that just, again, need food. I mean, need clothing, I should say. So we're trying
to help. Or to save their money that they'd otherwise use to buy clothing.
Correct.
To pay the heating bill or prescriptions, what
right.
have you.
So we're here to help them. When the need exists, we're here, whether it be food or clothing.
So, Linda, I think people don't usually think when they're making a donation about how each dollar kind of multiplies out over the things that factor into their normal everyday lifestyle. I know, Bill mentioned, give up one latte a day, and that $7 can turn into, $12 or $15 or $20 or $25 worth of food. But, it's an interesting concept to give up going out to a restaurant once a month and giving that money to a place like Master's Manor, right?
Yes. So there's a number of ways that you can help. If we talk about, let's say, going out to a restaurant, if somebody, an individual or a corporation wanted to donate, let's just say $1,000 a year, that translates to about $83 a month. Think of it in the terms of what you do. It's very easy for you to go out with your two people going out to dinner and just getting drinks, an entree, and a tip. Many times that comes to above $83 a month. And people go out to dinner all the time. They don't even think about what they're spending. So instead of going out once a week or once a month and spending that $83, $85, you can even just take it and give it to Master's Manor. Another way to look at things is if you wanted to only donate $25 a month, that is far less than a utility bill that people are paying today. And that only translates to $300 a month. So when you look into your everyday things that you just don't even think about, these are ways that you can take those numbers and give them to Master's Manor to help those in need. And that money goes so much further than just going out to dinner for two people. We're able to feed many families.
Yeah, Nancy, the food share truck was just here. The multiplier factor is something, as we mentioned with Bill, is often lost on people.
We have a great relationship with Connecticut Food Share, and they came today and delivered over 7,500 pounds of food. That food will be used in our pantry as well as in the dining room, and they're coming every week. And some of the food we actually have to pay for, but we get it at a significantly reduced cost. Mm. So for those people who do want to help us, we can stretch that dollar a lot further.
Right. Somebody goes to the grocery store. They say, I'm going to donate a family-sized box of Rice Krispies to Master's Manor. So they go and they put their $5 or $6 down for the big, huge box of Rice Krispies, and they drive it over to Master's Manor and donate it, and then it goes to a family. What happens if they just drive right to Master's Manor and hand you that $6? How many box of Rice Krispies could you get?
We could probably get about 3 boxes from Connecticut Food Share, and that'll help 3 separate families.
So that's the power of the dollar donation versus the product donation. Not that there's anything wrong with that, and it is done and it is important, but the multiplier of the actual cash donations is what can make a much more substantial difference.
Absolutely.
And as somebody who is a former business owner, you know how a lot of people sometimes will be suffering in silence. They look like the little duck paddling while the web are going crazy underneath the surface. So I'm sure you can speak to individuals out there who may be supported by the services of Masters Mana, who may not feel right about coming here because they're taking something away from someone else. I don't imagine that's the case.
No, but sometimes those people come to us later on and say, you know, you really helped me. Thank you very much. Sometimes we get the word out. We try to have a very big brand awareness, so to speak, so that people know that we're here for them. Mm. You know, people do suffer in silence, but when the need is great, hopefully people will seek us out.
If you're interested in learning more about this organization, maybe helping them out or getting in touch to find out how you can help them, you can go to mastersmana.org. Their executive director is Nancy Stockman, kind enough to also join us here. Nancy, what a blessing and how lucky you are to have experts in finance and former business owners, and I'm sure a huge variety of your other support volunteers and staff are equally talented. Great team here.
I am very blessed to have a great group of volunteers and staff, including volunteer board members, who all have different backgrounds and who have great knowledge to share.
So what brought you to Masters Mana?
So I spent more than 20 years in the insurance industry, and then there was a point in my life where I made a change, and I worked for a municipality running their food pantry. And after about 8 years, I was ready to do more, and I happened to see that Masters Mana was looking for an executive director. And I came down here, and I saw the operation, and I was beyond impressed. And I've been here since November of 24. November of 23.
Mm-hmm.
Time flies.
Exactly. So what are a few of the things that you saw when you came through the door that, based on your experience already working in a municipal food service and food pantry area, that you saw might employ a few tweaks to make a fantastic and efficient organization run just a tiny bit better?
One thing that is very special about Masters Mana is that we are not an income-based food pantry. And what that means is that if you live in one of the towns that we serve and you feel that you have a need, we are here to help you. We do not ask to see paychecks. We do not ask to see a tax return. If you feel you need assistance, we are here. And the beautiful thing about us, too, as Linda mentioned, is there are three legs. You know, we feed people, we clothe people, and we welcome people.
So let's talk more about the importance of the social component that you facilitate with the people who come here, as we briefly talked about with Linda. A lot of people, maybe even in your short tenure here, are coming to a food pantry for the first time. Many, perhaps, who are used to giving to a food pantry, and now they need to ask.
Well, we treat all our shoppers with respect and dignity, and we also respect their confidentiality. Some people are not comfortable being here, so we certainly want everyone to know that we are strictly confidential. Our volunteers understand that, and our volunteers embrace them and make them feel welcome. Now, some of our shoppers have been here for many years, and some of our volunteers have been here for many years. So there is some camaraderie and some friendships and some checking in with how the rest of the family is doing, and it's really a very welcoming environment. The other thing I've seen is that during our meal offerings, we sometimes see people who make new friends, and they might spend a little bit longer here because they're also looking for some social interaction.
And in terms of those social activities, I'm sure it has, in a room like this, creates a party atmosphere. It's a good feeling place to be.
Sometimes it gets a little noisy in here, but it is kind of special because it's a dining room. It has dining room vibes, and people feel like they're having a nice meal in a dining room.
Mm. The other important thing about that social interaction and longer term relationships that are built between volunteers and staff and the shoppers and clients who come here is you may start to notice when something's going wrong with somebody. And I see that you have some great networking with social mental health services and other organizations that you might be able to help a client avail themselves to if you have the confidence to make the inroads with them if they seem to be having a challenge.
Right. Well, we don't have any social workers on staff, no, right. But we do have a relationship with Tri-Circle. They're a substance abuse organization, and they are here on Tuesdays, and Tuesday in the evening for their support group. And we also refer some of our shoppers to 211 when they need additional assistance. And I also want to mention Connecticut Food Share because you talked about them earlier. One of the things I like to do is I want to make sure that our shoppers are aware of all the resources out there, including pantries in their individual town because we serve towns other than Wallingford. There is another pantry in Wallingford as well. Mm. And we want to make sure that people are going to the mobile produce units that Connecticut Food Share sponsors throughout the state.
Great. Any other activities, fundraisers, or business related to Masters Manna that you'd like folks to know about?
Well, our board is doing a good job at trying to get the word out and do some fundraising and grant writing. And we encourage the community, if they want to do something on our behalf, we're more than welcome to talk to them about it. And we encourage people to raise food or money however they feel comfortable. I mean, April break is coming for the schools, and if kids want to do a lemonade stand and collect food or go through their neighborhood, we encourage that as well. We love to get young people involved, even though they might be too young to actually volunteer right in the pantry.
And what is the range of volunteer opportunities that are available to folks?
We have volunteers who work in our warehouse, in the pantry, interacting with clients, in our dining room and in the kitchen, as well as at our clothing distribution. We have volunteers who are retirees. We have some volunteers who come in because they need either a court-ordered community service or they need some service hours for their school or their faith community. And the other thing is we have a great group of individuals who are differently abled, and some of them come in with job coaches, and they're a great addition as well.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate you all having me here today and our listeners into your living room on a Sunday morning. And we hope that they will get involved and consider making a donation, particularly if you live in the Meriden-Wallingford region, or you may have been someone who's come to Masters Manna to avail yourselves of all the great things that they offer. MastersManna.org is their website. And very pleased to be your guest, Nancy Stockman, Executive Director, Linda Craig, Board Secretary, Bill Purcell, Treasurer, all here inviting us into their place this morning. We hope you'll return the favor by supporting Masters Manna. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.